Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I am the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the app. Today, I'm going to talk about something that might piss a lot of people off. And basically what it is, this episode is called Please Stop Calling Your Ex a Narcissist. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because I'm not saying that your ex isn't a narcissist. He or she might be. But there are so many people who use that and just label their ex a narcissist when, in fact, less than 1% of the population has been diagnosed as being a narcissist. So now you're probably sitting here thinking, okay, Jackie, well, my husband or wife is in the 1% who is a narcissist, and that could be true. Or you might be saying, well, just because he wasn't diagnosed, that doesn't mean he or she isn't a narcissist, and that's true too. So I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but this podcast is about opening your eyes, opening your mind, being more open-minded and thinking, instead of calling him or her a narcissist, what is this really about? Why are they acting this way? And how to deal with it? Okay, so in order to do this, I have a great guest on here, and I'm so excited about this because this guest is probably my most well-known guest that I've had on the show since I started. So her name is Susan Guthrie. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Jackie. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you on here because this really was your idea. You wrote a short piece about this, and so you're a perfect person to talk about this with. And let me give you a little background on Susan. Susan spent 30 plus years as a family law attorney and mediator. And what she does now, this is amazing. Well, she has two podcasts. One is called Breaking Free, a Modern Divorce Podcast. The other one is called The Divorce and Beyond Podcast with Susan Guthrie. But she partnered with a mediation legend. His name is Forrest Woody Mostyn. And they created the Mostyn Guthrie Academy for Mediation and Collaborative Law Training. So what Susan is doing is teaching people how to become mediators. So Susan, thank you again for being on the show. I'm so excited to have you.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm happy we're talking about this topic, although I do know that this can be something that really can get people worked up, this topic.
Right. I mean, there's probably people listening going, screw you guys. My ex is a narcissist and I'm not going to even listen. But, you know, and I understand that. I mean, so everybody who is listening probably knows I went through a divorce. It's easy to call your ex a narcissist if you really don't know exactly what it is. But I want to ask you, why do you think people jump and we hear so many people saying, my ex is a narcissist. Oh, I'm getting divorced from a narcissist. Oh, why are you getting divorced? Oh, because my ex is a narcissist. Why are people doing this?
You know, I think it goes to a few things, but at the top, if your ex is a narcissist, then it becomes very easy to internally, but also externally, blame everything on them, right? It becomes, you know, they're a narcissist, they are impossible, they are this, they are that, and it becomes very easy to then put the blame for the breakdown of the marriage, for any position that they take that you think is unreasonable in the divorce, anything that they've done, because people, unfortunately, at the time of divorce, do often do things that are not reflective of you know, their best behavior. And so it answers a lot of questions for people in a very simple way. And it also takes the blame and the focus off of us and off of our behaviors.
Okay, that's a good point. And also, it's like easy to put a label on something, don't you think, when you're getting divorced? Like it's easy to just put a label on it, call it something so you don't feel like, so you have a, like a grasp on what's going on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And think about it, right? People at the time of the breakdown of the marriage are want to know why. You know, why did this happen? You certainly didn't go into the relationship thinking this would be what would happen. And so we are in our search for answers. Again, it becomes easy to jump on something that seems so explanatory.
Right. So I feel like I get so many emails, messages. I have a Divorce Girl Smiling Facebook group page, and every minute I'm seeing somebody on there saying, I'm divorcing a narcissist, so here's my story. And I'm almost cringing because I want to say, okay, you don't need to use that. You can tell us everything you need to tell us about your divorce without using that word. So with that said, what I want to do is I am on the Mayo Clinic website right now. I looked up narcissistic personality disorder, and I'm going to read you the definition. It is one of several types of personality disorders. It's a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need, troubled relationships, and a lack of empathy for others. But behind this mask of extreme confidence lies a fragile self-esteem that's vulnerable to the slightest criticism. Okay, so think about that. That is everything that somebody going through a divorce is going to act like too. They have an inflated sense of their own importance. And the reason I say that is because, Susan, when I got divorced, the world revolved around my divorce. There was, it was like there was nothing else in the world going on to me except the fact that I was getting divorced. So was I a narcissist at the time? I don't think so. Okay, then a deep need for excessive attention. I can check that checkbox. Troubled relationships, a lack of empathy for others. I didn't even ask anybody how they were doing. It was all about Jackie. And so, you know, and of course I had a fragile self-esteem, was very sensitive to any type of criticism. So there you go. So that's the definition. And some of the symptoms include having an exaggerated sense of self-importance. And again, this is off the Mayo Clinic website. Having a sense of entitlement and require constant excessive admiration. Exaggerate achievements and talents. Be preoccupied with fantasies about success, power, brilliance, beauty, or the perfect mate. Have an inability or unwillingness to recognize the needs and feelings of others. Behave in an arrogant manner. So I could go on and on about the symptoms. They become impatient or angry. So tell me, let's talk about this, like what people are going through when they're first getting divorced. In your career, you've probably spent years talking to people in mediation and as a family law attorney. What are people like? I mean, do they, in other words, do they have these symptoms where you could say, oh, they're a narcissist, or usually they're just having these symptoms, but really they're not?
You know, it's such a good question because, you know, I was interviewing Bill Eddy yesterday, whose new book just came out called Mediating High Conflict Disputes. And obviously a large portion of that is dedicated to mediating a case where you may have someone with narcissistic personality disorder involved. And, you know, he pointed out that, as you just so eloquently did talking about your own divorce, that we all have certain narcissistic tendencies in our personality, where we can become very introspective and very centered on our needs, our wants, and what works for us to the exclusion of everyone else. And if there's a time, you know, any narcissistic tendency we might have, divorce is it. It is a time when we feel fear about the future. We feel anger and hurt and rejection. So any fragile sense of self we might have is just going to be triggered. And it's a time where we experience going from thinking about we and making decisions with your partner as spouses and partners into realizing they are now thinking about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And to us, that can feel very narcissistic. What we don't see is we're probably doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The most common time I hear someone calling their ex a narcissist is when what they want in the divorce settlement does not conform to what the other side or the other party wants.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I think there are so many aspects of divorce
mm-hmm.
that threaten our sense of self, threaten our very identity. You know, I've talked to people and, you know, there's something about divorce where you've always seen yourself as a part of this couple, this unit, and suddenly now who are you? You know, what is this mean for your future? And so in trying to find reason and trying to find an explanation, again, I think it becomes really easy to focus in on anything that you perceive as negative in your spouse's behaviors. And narcissist has just become, it's interesting that it's narcissist instead of antisocial personality disorder or borderline or paranoid. The only one you really hear bandied about really with, you know, impunity is narcissist.
Well, it's such a buzzword right now, like, mm-hmm. you know, like empowerment is a buzzword, you know, it's just a buzzword for some reason. But Susan, what I want to tell you and the listeners here, I think you're going to agree with me on this, is everything you're saying about people going through a divorce and feeling all these feelings that might be symptoms of, might, you know, make someone think you're a narcissist, you need to forgive yourself and not, it's okay to be that way for a little while. You're not doing anything wrong. You know, like, I'm not on this podcast to tell people, like, stop calling your ex a narcissist and stop being so self-centered and doing this. Like, it's understandable and it's okay to be that way at the beginning. Like, I forgive myself, but at least I see it for what it was now. But it's completely understandable. It's normal. Divorce is incredibly painful. And so if you want to tell everyone your ex is a narcissist, you know, just recognize that and really ask yourself, is he really, or is he just acting this way and displaying traits of a narcissist right now?
Right. That is such a good point. And you're, you know, one thing that you said that just resonated with me is absolutely we have to show compassion for ourselves as we go through the process.
And our spouse.
And that was going to be absolutely my point is, you know, it's hard. There's nothing about, I've been divorced myself. I labeled my ex as a narcissist when I went through it.
And do you think now that he was?
No, I think he was a person struggling just as I was, and we get along just fine now, and we've moved way beyond it because obviously 20 years later, the emotion has gone from it. And, you know, but what I regret about my jumping on that labeling train was that it then allowed me to make myself a victim mentally in my own emotional state and held me up from moving forward, mm-hmm. held me up. I'm not talking about him at all or what he was doing or the things he said that I didn't like or the ways he behaved that I found narcissistic or bad. What it did is it gave me this hook to label everything on and hang, you know, the whole process on and why it was happening and kept me from turning inward and looking at myself and my own role in what had happened so that I could make personal changes.
Wow.
And that was a loss of time for me. I got there, but held my own self up.
Isn't that valuable to someone who's listening, who's in the thick of things right now? you know, just to hear that story is really powerful, I think.
But I hope. That's why I share that. There's nothing very, you know, that makes you feel good about yourself admitting that you made these failings. I mean, I was a divorce attorney going through a divorce, but as you said earlier, we are all human, and there's very little in life we'll go through that's as hard as divorce to go through. So okay. I have compassion for me and the person I was then.
Okay. I want to say one more thing to people. If you're going through a divorce and you are thinking your ex is a narcissist, it's okay to feel angry, bitter, just pissed. And I think it is okay to feel a little like a victim, but not for too long. Like, it's okay to feel sorry for yourself and cry and say, why did this happen to me? But not for like 6 months or 6 years. I know people still doing it. But at the beginning, I really think it's okay. Don't you, Susan?
Oh, I absolutely do. And I think that goes to that compassion for yourself. The one thing I want people to get, though, is that, you know, and I said this in that article I wrote for Divorced Over 40, you know, the headline was, so you're, I think it was something along the lines of, so what if your ex is a narcissist? Mm-hmm. And the bottom line of that is, and I, you know, if you are dealing truly with a narcissist, understand this is even geared toward you. This is to anyone who's either believing they're dealing with a narcissist, definitely are not. There is nothing about a narcissist you're ever going to change. So your understanding of the fact that they are a narcissist, all that should do for you is then help you to realize how you have to react to them so that you can stop any power they might have over you. The thing with narcissists is people think that, okay, I've labeled my ex a narcissist, therefore I'm somehow going to be, the court's going to understand that they're a narcissist. The mediator's going to get it. I'm going to get what I want. Everyone's going to realize they're wrong because they're a narcissist. And that's not how it works. The best that you can do with if someone with narcissistic tendencies or a true narcissist is manage your relationship with them. And that starts with how you respond to them.
Okay, so you just jumped ahead of me. I was just going to say, so how do you deal with someone who you think is a narcissist, whether they are or they're not? How do we deal with this? And I just pulled up your article, and it was, you wrote, what you do have control over and can change is yourself and your reactions. Stop focusing on them and start focusing on how you react to them and their bad behavior. This is how you manage a difficult ex. So can you give us any more tips?
It's all about the communication, right, with your high conflict ex, with your narcissistic ex or your difficult ex, whatever they may happen to be. And, you know, the first thing is whatever they throw at you, they tend to be very argumentative. They tend to be blamers. And there tends to be a tendency on their part to see everything as black and white. It's all this and it's all that. It's not, there are no shades of gray for them. And what people do that just perpetuates the conflict with that type of a personality is they try to reason with them. They try to use facts. And, you know, I have seen more 6-page emails from clients of mine who are dealing with a difficult ex of, well, you know, I read this, or the Mayo Clinic definition. I've seen people cut and paste the Mayo Clinic definition into an email saying, you're a narcissist. Look, let's talk about it. Here's what they define it as, and here's what you are. The way to deal with someone who's showing those difficult tendencies in their communications with you are to go through what's in there, pick out what actually needs to be responded to. So if they're sending you an email about your kids, find that one sentence in the, you know, diatribe they sent to you that actually is about your kids, and respond to that with, you know, Bill's method is BIF. Be brief, be informative, friendly, but firm. And just send back a very short, only what needs to be said, email and be done with it.
So it sounds like he's saying, don't engage.
Yep.
You know,
that's exactly what he's saying.
Keep it professional, keep it businesslike, and get it done.
And don't give in to that tendency. Because, you know, when someone comes at us with conflict, with blame, with it's all your fault, what is our human tendency? It's to defend ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's to say, oh, no, it's not.
To get into a fight, yell right back, try to make them understand. Someone used to say this to me. I was about to say her name and I didn't want to say it. Used to say, you can't reason with the unreasonable. So just don't. Like, just don't.
Just don't.
My suggestion is, if you're dealing with someone you think is a narcissist or displaying narcissistic behavior, write it down, journal it, get it off your chest on paper. Say, I am so pissed right now. Here's what he's doing. It's not fair. Here's how I feel. And then you feel validated. You feel like you got it out somehow. And then just keep it for yourself. Don't share it with anybody. Don't send it to anybody. But just go back and look at it and you'll feel so much better because you had your chance to actually speak, but you didn't engage with him.
Exactly. Because the engagement is only going to then perpetuate and elicit another high conflict response from them, right? You're going to send back your, no, it's not my fault, it's yours. Here, let me, you know, give you all the factual reasons why. And trust me, they're not going to say, oh, you know what? You're right. They're going to come back with,
right.
You know, it's never, ever going to happen. They have no ability to have any self-awareness. And frankly, again, that's whether they're a narcissist or someone who's just difficult or being difficult. And that is very common during divorce.
Right.
And so you're just, you do nothing for yourself in perpetuating that conflict. So I love your phrase. I use it all the time. Do not engage.
Right. You are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with my guest, Susan Guthrie, who spent 30 plus years as a divorce attorney and mediator and is now a mediation trainer. So before we sign off, I want to give one more piece of advice. And then, Susan, I'll let you have the last word and comment on this. I want to tell people that when you're getting divorced, there's a lot of hate, anger, resentment, fear. And if you're looking at this person and you're thinking, oh, he or she is such a narcissist and I just hate him, remember to just try to look outside yourself and look at him or her. Look at your ex and have a little bit of compassion. And you might be thinking, well, he cheated on me, Jackie. Did you know about that? Or, you know, he's getting married to someone else and leaving me. When people are narcissistic and display narcissistic behavior, they are hurting. So their life is not perfect. They are in pain. So just try to remember that. If you try to remember that they're in pain too, it will somehow make it easier to not be so angry, because you almost like not feel sorry for them, but you have a little bit of compassion, like there's a little sick. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It absolutely, they are. And, you know, somebody said to me just the other day when we were talking on a similar topic about a high conflict situation, and, you know, it's the best thing that you can do for yourself if you are dealing with a high conflict person is to get out of that relationship. And if you continue to provoke that conflict, if you continue to get caught up in that conflict cycle with them, because that is what you're used to and that is what you know, you're just keeping yourself in that unhealthy relationship. And so focusing on your ex by calling them a narcissist, by calling them whatever, is really taking the focus off of helping yourself. right. by moving forward and getting out of that relationship.
Absolutely. I mean, instead of putting up a label on it and blaming and victimizing yourself, say, you know what? I need to get the hell away from this person as soon as possible because it's toxic.
Absolutely. And that conflict cycle will just keep it in that toxicity. There is nothing, and I do always mention the number one thing that is difficult for children or causes difficulty for children is not the divorce. It's the level of conflict between their parents. So Absolutely. You're not only hurting yourself with that conflict cycle, you are hurting your children.
And on that note, I want to bring up one of my partners, the Center for Divorce Education. And they are the company that produces the parenting class, Children in Between. It's a required class in a few counties in Illinois. It's like the preferred class. And so if you look up Children in Between, an online parenting class, it really has a lot of great tips to help your children get through the divorce with the least toxicity and negativity. As possible. So with that said, Susan Guthrie, thank you so much for being on the show. This was such a treat for me. I love talking about the narcissistic ex that everyone thinks they're married to. thank you so much for being on.
Oh, delighted to be here. Thank you very much, Jackie.
Okay. And everybody, thank you. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. And if you want to learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com and we'll talk to you real soon.